Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Luke 1 and 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said, Gabriel, how can this be so, seeing I know not a man? He said, the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And the power of the Highest is going to overshadow you. And that thing that shall be born, and they shall be called the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. God the Father is the ultimate gift giver. In all of the universe, in all of time and eternity, he's the ultimate gift giver. Every good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or turning. Firstly, talking about spiritual things. James 1 and 12, he said that. God the Father wants to give his people good gifts. Firstly, talking about spiritual things, although he does provide with other things for us. We thank God. Of course, God the Father gave his only begotten Son, John 3:16, for God so loved the world, gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Through him, we are offered the free gift of God, which is eternal life. Through God, from God the Father, through the Holy Ghost, through God the Son, Jesus, for the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you see? Well, God the Father, Jesus, God the Son gives gifts among men by the power of his Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Jesus, the Holy Ghost, God the Son, gives gifts unto men, the fivefold ministry, anointed by the Holy Ghost. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts. Amen. Gifts unto men, domains, present. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some pastors and evangelists for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You hear? It's given to every man and prophet met with all. God the Father, daily showers of blessing, meets our every need, spiritual, physical, material. God the Father is the greatest gift giver of all times. God does not want us to hide or bury the gifts which he has given us. He does not want us to hide or bury the gifts he's given us. God the Father is always very generously pouring out every kind and every dimension of spiritual gifts to us, for whatever reason, to equip us for his calling and ministry that he has set you in. Amen. We are the light of the world, a city set on a hill. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, Matthew 5:14. We are not to hide our light under a bushel. We are to let it shine before men. All gifts that God the Father assigns us and entrusts us with are not meant to be buried, are not meant to be hid or hidden, are not meant to be covered up. But they're meant to use and be used and multiplied, shine forth God's glory for ministry increase. So especially God delivers, when God delivers an earth-shaking gift to mankind, he doesn't want it buried, he doesn't want it hidden, he doesn't want it covered up. Instead, God the Father applies the eternal principle. God always sends his messengers to announce and proclaim. God publishes the glad tidings. He announces the glad tidings that he's sending us to change the world. He's an announcer and a publisher. Yeah. God the Father proclaims, publishes, announces the entrance of his gift into the world. So God the Father wants what he's given to be proclaimed, announced, proclaimed, on and on and on, published. God always sends announcements of important coming events. God is always sending announcements, having messengers publish the tidings proclaiming the giving of his gift. God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer. He always sends forth an announcement and an announcer to publish it. An announcement and an announcer. The Christmas story is full of announcements, publishing the tidings, proclaiming the gift that God the Father is giving, the miracle he is sending to change the world. Amen. Again, the Christmas story is full of announcements and announcers and publishing. God always sends an announcement and an announcer, always. Archangel Gabriel published good tidings to Mary, announcing God's coming gift to the world. God's faithful messenger, Archangel Gabriel, was then sent to announce the coming of Jesus to Mary. In the sixth month, Luke 1:26, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored among women. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, Gabriel, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation should this be. Archangel Gabriel publishes God's tidings, announcing God's coming gift to the world. Luke 1:30 known down, and the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David," King David. "He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said unto him, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" He answered, in Luke 1:30, and the angel said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, the husband of God." Yes, got to have a husband, yes, to get conceived. Yes, God the Father and God the husband is going to come upon her, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee, come upon thee, be over thee, right? The power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren. So now Elizabeth, right? Zacharias' wife, she's conceived. She's already 6 months conceived here. "For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word." In other words, "Lord, you said it, so behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her and said, "Oh, you've got it now." He said, "I'm gone." Amen. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country to haste. She said, "I better go see Elizabeth, see what's happened to her." And entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Hello, greetings. God always sends forth an announcement, an announcer. Elizabeth published God's tidings to Mary. So she gets there to see Elizabeth. So God's going to announce something through her to Mary. The Holy Ghost published tidings announcing God's coming gift to the earth. "And it shall come to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, Mary. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb." She's announcing. "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" God has sent the mother of my Lord to me. Mary, the mother, the human mother of the Lord coming into the earth. All God and all man. "Whence is this to me that the mother of the Lord hath come unto me? And lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for thou shalt be a performance of those things which shall be told her from the Lord." Announcement, announcer. Mary rejoices, breaks into prophecy also. Here she rejoices, she breaks into prophecy. Announcing God's coming gift to the world. Whole lot of prophesying going on. John 1:48, "And Mary said, my soul, all that, my soul." Gabriel announced it. Yes, sir. Elizabeth announced it. And then Mary, she started opening her mouth. She said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden me. For behold, from henceforth All generations shall call me blessed. Blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy, here's your prophesy, an announcement. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown forth his strength with his arm. His right arm brought salvation unto him. Jesus is the right hand of the Father. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of his heart. He had put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of a low estate. Even Mary, the little girl she was. God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer to bring it. The angels, heavenly post, publish God's tidings, announcing God's gift to the world. Here the angels about to make an announcement. Number one, to the humble shepherds, right there, animal tenders, humble animal tenders. Luke 2:8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. Good tidings of great joy to all people. In other words, announce it, proclaim it, and publish it. Announce it, proclaim it, publish it. So there in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them. Glory in the highest on earth, peace of will to men. So good tidings to all people. Announce it, proclaim it, publish it, publicize it. Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The multitude of the heavenly host announcing the birth of Jesus. The whole heavenly host announcing the birth of Jesus. There's a reason why the song is called, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. That's the reason why. In Luke 2:13, and suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, announcing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away after they made the announcement from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, man, we better get into Bethlehem. Let us go into Bethlehem to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord had made known unto us. We better get over there to Bethlehem. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Amen. There he was. Amen. God always sends forth an announcement and an announcer. Then the shepherds publish God's tidings, announcing God's gift to the world. The shepherds then begin to publish God's tidings, announcing the coming of God the Son Jesus. Luke 2:17, and when they had seen it, they made haste abroad, saying, which was told them concerning the child, what they heard, they're going to tell it. And all they that heard it wondered at all these things which were told them by the shepherds. They become announcers of the announcement. But Mary kept all these sayings and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told and announced unto them. God always sends an announcement by an announcer. Prophet Simeon published God's tidings, announcing God's gift to the world. Prophet Simeon. 8 days after Jesus was born, some 40 days, because Mary had to purify herself for 33 days. 8 days was the time of circumcising for a baby boy. The blood would coagulate at that time more than any other time, so it wouldn't really have too much bleeding. 40 days was the time of dedication and purification that she went through, Mary did. Simeon's announcement of who Jesus was and prophecy, Luke 2:25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. The same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. Amen. You can't do anything without the Holy Ghost being upon you, not effectively. He was waiting for, enduring and awaiting with confidence. He had heard a Savior is going to be born. Waiting for the consolation, this comfort and this consolation is coming. Luke 2:26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord Christ. You're going to see him. Amen. And he came by the Spirit, by the Holy Ghost, into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, circumcised him. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, thy announcement. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all the people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of God to the people of Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. I've preached on this different times. A sign which shall be spoken of. This child is set for the fall and rising again of Israel. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul, because you see what he'll have to go through. That the thoughts of many may be revealed. That's the marismos of God. God always sends an announcement, an announcer. Prophetess Anna was a busy time in the temple. A lot of things going on right now. Here comes Simeon. They came to dedicate him, circumcised in the temple at 8 days old. Here comes Simeon, takes him in, walks in and takes him up in his arms. And then all of a sudden, Anna in an instant. Oh, hallelujah. Anna in an instant. Anna in an instant. Anna in an instant came into the temple right then. Luke 2:36, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow for 84 years, 84 years old, and lived with him 7 years, which departed not from the temple. She lived there all the time, but served God with fasting and prayer. And Anna, all of a sudden, and Anna coming in that instant, Anna in an instant gave thanks and likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him, of all that looked for him, the redemption of Jerusalem. Yes, sir. How many of you, it's a busy place. Yes, Simeon comes in, there they come in dedicating Joseph and Mary, the son Jesus, getting him circumcised, and here comes Simeon, grabs him up in his arms and blessed him and prophesied. Anna comes in. Oh, Lord. Yes, sir. A lot of stuff happening at that time. Anna in an instant. Yes, God always sends forth an announcement and announcer. The Star of Bethlehem published God's tidings, announcing God's gift to the world. Corrupt but accurate seer Balaam foresaw the star arising. In Numbers 24:17, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh, not too close. There shall come a star out of Jacob. A scepter shall arise out of Israel. The Star of Bethlehem rose, was visible to the Magi in the east. They had been watching for it, paying close, careful attention to look for a coming king of Israel. Having been well taught and spiritually raised by prophet Daniel. They knew a lot by prophet Daniel. He had raised them, spiritually raised them. Matthew 2:1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. It was a large delegation, many people and many gifts they brought with them, many gifts. Matthew 2:22, saying, where is he, King of the Jews? Where's this king born of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we're come to worship him. The wise men saw the star. Announcement. Saw from their location in the east. Many have pinpointed what the Star of Bethlehem was. There was a very unusual occurrences that took place in the night sky over Bethlehem that fit the right time frame at that time. Certain supernovas, certain conjunctions of multiple planets that would have appeared as a brilliant star in the sky. They have discovered that a comet was also visible in the Middle Eastern Judean sky during this time period. Or the Star of Bethlehem, who could have been an angel or a divine star especially created by God. Whatever it was a divine omen, beacon, herald, announcement, and it accurately accurately led a huge procession of magi from the east, probably from Persia or Iraq, all the way to Jerusalem. The star led them 800 to 900 miles. 800 to 900 miles across long, barren, empty deserts, extreme weather, the right over the spot where Jesus was. Estimates say it took anywhere from 2 months, some say 2 years to get there. Matthew 2 and 9, and when they had, because they saw the young child, they didn't see a baby, they saw the young child. So when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them and came and stood over them where the young child was. The star did. When they saw the star, they started to follow the star. And when they saw the star, Matthew 2:10, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. God always sends an announcement and an announcer to announce what he has to. The magi, the wise men, published God's tidings, announcing God's gift to the world. The large delegation of distinguished and fearsome magi coming from the east to Jerusalem brought the tidings of Jesus' birth to vengeful King Herod, but also to all of Jerusalem. Matthew 2:2-1, and when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east of Jerusalem, saying, where is he born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we come to worship him. The Magi's presence and their announcement caused quite a stir in Jerusalem. It was the top story in the news in all that area. Matthew 2:3, and when King Herod had heard these tidings, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. After the Magi, the wise men saw the young child Jesus. After the Magi, the young child saw they saw the young child Jesus and gave their gifts. They were warned by God to take another route home. Don't go back like you came, because Herod will kill you. Matthew 2:11, and when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, fell down at his feet and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. I preached on that before, what they are. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they didn't go back to him. He said, tell me if you find him. They departed to their own country another way. God always sends an announcement and an announcer. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
God the Father always has an announcement, an announcer to proclaim a great gift in his great tidings. God the Father always sends announcement. He always has someone to publish the tidings about his gift. God the Father proclaims and makes known his gifts to the whole world. God the Father has always had a witness to his great gifts in the earth, and his witnesses must always testify and proclaim, announce. God's commission to the Apostle Paul to be a witness on the earth. Acts 26:16, and he said, who art thou, Lord? When God struck him down on the road to Damascus. And he said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise, Jesus said, stand on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, a proclaimer, an announcer, both of the things which thou hast seen, and of those things which will appear unto thee. The Apostle Paul told us to covet the earnest, the greater gifts. 1 Corinthians 12:31, but covet earnestly the great gifts. I've shown you a more excellent way. What are the best gifts? Well, the orbit you come down, the best gifts, when you come down to the fivefold, is the Apostle Paul tells us, and he lists their rankings.
Yes, sir.
In the same passage. 1 Corinthians 12:28, and God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, pastors. Then, evangelists. In that order. Are all apostles? 1 Corinthians 12:29. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. But covet the earnest and the best gifts. The stronger ones. The more noble. Stronger. Better. Greatly earnesting, burning, having desire, zeal. Covet. Have a warmth or feeling. Covet earnestly with a very fervent mind. The best gifts in a spiritual ministry way, when you come down to the fivefold, is the gift of an apostle.
Yes, sir.
It's the gift of apostolic ministry in your life. It's the gift of being part of an apostolic ministry. It's the best gift in your life. The best gift is a spiritual ministry gift. It's the gift of an apostle. The gift of apostolic ministry in your life. The gift of being a part of an apostolic ministry. So if God always has someone to publish tidings, announce, to make an announcement about his gift given to the world, then God needs for us to publish the tidings of an apostle and apostolic ministry. God needs for us to make announcements of an apostle and apostolic ministry. God needs for us to proclaim his great works of an apostle and apostolic ministry. God needs for us to tell far and wide about his gift of an apostle and apostolic ministry. The birth of Jesus was published, announced, and proclaimed. Today, we whom God has called and set, we must publish, must announce it, must proclaim it, we must tell it far and wide. Lord, show us how to do that and it be okay. God the Father has given and entrusted the greatest level of ministry to us. We must always express our gratitude for all God's unspeakable gifts, including the spiritual ministry gifts of an apostle. But just as the Apostle Paul was called and commissioned, we are to be God's witnesses of his great gift. We must publish God's tidings of apostle and apostolic ministry. We in fatherhood, we must announce God's greatest gift of apostolic ministry to the world. We must proclaim God's greatest gift of apostolic ministry to the world. We must tell it far and wide about God's great gift of apostolic ministry to the world. We must do our part and announce God's gift of apostolic ministry he has given in the world today. Then we can join with God the Father, the great announcer, the Holy Ghost, the great announcer, Jesus the Son, the great announcer, the faithful Word of God, the great announcer, the great heavens, the great announcer, all of creation, nation, the great announcer, Archangel Gabriel, great announcer, the Holy Ghost utterances through Elizabeth, great announcer, the Holy Ghost utterances through Mary, great announcer, the multitudes of angels and heavenly hosts, the shepherds, announcers, Prophet Simeon, announcer, Prophetess Anna, announcer, the Star of Bethlehem, the wise men, announcers. In publishing, announcing, proclaiming, declaring God's greatest given gift to the world. We must publish, announce, proclaim, declare. That's what, and God, show us how to do it. Show, oh God, what that you would have us to do. Hallelujah. Will you be an announcer? Will you be an announcer? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of his truth and a deeper level of relationship with himself.